It's been 2 weeks since the city of Palma in Cabo Delgado province in Mozambique was attacked by heavily armed rebel forces on March 24th. The attack continued until April 2nd, leaving many people dead, displaced or injured. Those who managed to escape the violence arrived in surrounding areas like Pemba with harrowing stories of murdered neighbors and family members, missing loved ones and communities destroyed. Herculano's family escaped an attack on their village just in time to see armed groups burn down their home and kill their neighbors. We left at night and went into the bush for 4 days looking for a way out. We've been getting some help. We get supplies, but it's not enough for the whole population. There is always hunger. Fatima also managed to escape, but had to leave some of her family behind. I was at home when the attack happened. After the shooting started, I went out running without taking anything, as you can see. I was with my daughter, sister-in-law, my neighbors, and their sister and brothers as well, and my husband's nephew. They stayed in Palma because they couldn't find the transportation to come to Pemba. A heavily pregnant survivor, who could not keep up with other residents while making her escape, gave birth alone in the bush, using a branch to cut her own umbilical cord. I was tired while I was running, and I was left behind by the group that I was with. And then it got dark, and I felt really sick, and could not go on. And I felt like urinating, and I knew it was time to go into labor. I slept right where I was and gave birth alone. At dawn, the other group who was hiding close by appeared and found me. It was a family, and they helped me carry my newborn child, and I could not carry on. I could not do anything. She has still been unable to find her husband and 3 other children. The Mozambican army has stated that Palma is now secure, but the residual collateral damage is weighing heavily on survivors and under-resourced surrounding communities. Close to 700,000 people have been displaced in their own country since the insurgency involving Islamist militants initially began in 2017. However, since 2017, the motives behind the attacks have not been concretely established. The United Nations Refugee Agency's head of office in Pemba, Margarita Loureiro, who has been on the ground with those displaced by the recent attacks, describes just how dire the humanitarian situation in Mozambique is.
And if you look at the recent attack at Palma Sede, it has radically worsened Cabo Delgado's displacement crisis. I mean, in less than 2 weeks, some 13,000 internally displaced persons arrived from Palma to Mueda, Nangade, Montepuez, and Pemba districts. More are still incoming by foot and bus, and this is in addition to the some 700,000 that I mentioned already displaced in the north of Mozambique since 2017. But if we look at 2020, until the end of 2019, there were only 72,000, only, it's a way of saying, but only 72,000 forcibly displaced. And then it was in 1 year that we reached these 700,000. So this number could easily now cross the 1 million mark by June if the ongoing violence does not stop. We have a majority of women and children in this population of 700,000. And, you know, they have few belongings. And the ones that are arriving now, with the Palma attacks, they are arriving exhausted. They show signs of severe trauma following the atrocities they witnessed and distress for those relatives who were left behind, particularly women that now see themselves as heads of household. So this sudden and deadly nature of the attacks have left families torn apart. I talked just the other day with a very young gentleman that was in the center, the temporary center, and I thought he was sleeping there. So I just, when I direct myself to him, was just to see how, you know, if he had food and at least a temporary support until he moved to a settlement or found a friend or a family member. And he said, no, I'm living with my family here in Pemba. I come here every day since the attacks and since you opened this temporary center to look for my wife and my newborn. And he lives in a constant state of distress, so he stays from morning until it's closed and he has to leave, just in the hope. And he asks me, is there any boat, is there any way, because there's no communications in Palma. There's no way you can call anyone, there's no radio, there's nothing. So he told me, I feel so guilty, because I was working in Afungi, so my wife was 8 months pregnant, so I took her to my mother-in-law so she could give birth, and all of a sudden there was the attack and I ran for my life. But I left my wife, and she was pregnant, 8 months pregnant. So now I know I have a child. I hope I have a child, but I have no clue. Another situation that we have seen with this conflict, and that not many people talk about it, but it's so, so important. Not just for those who escaped now, but for the 700,000 that are displaced, is the lack of documentation. They ran. They left everything behind. They left with the clothing that they had with them. And so many, they lost their documents, their ID. And others, because they were coming from very rural populations, they never felt the need to really have a documentation. But now, in a more urban context, they see the need, because they need these documents to access basic services, no? Like health, social support, even the psychological support, education for their children. I mean, school just started. It's also a question of you know, identity. You cannot not have a document, because otherwise you run over the risk of being stateless. So we need them to know that it's also a question of their dignity, to reinforce, to empower them and say, okay, I can restart. I have a document. I'm Mozambican, and I cannot forget that. I am Mozambican. Because people then just forget. And often we say, oh, these forcibly placed persons, these forcibly placed, displaced families, they are as Mozambicans as any other Mozambican here in the country. They are entitled to all the services, to all the rights that any Mozambican in this country is entitled to. They are entitled to their documentation.
Attacks by militant groups have increased significantly over the past year. There have been more than 570 violent incidents from January to December 2020 in the province. This, according to the Armed Conflict Location and Event Data Project, which monitors political violence globally. These attacks have included killings, beheadings, and kidnappings, with deaths from attacks carried out by all groups involved in the conflict rising sharply last year. Loureiro says humanitarian organizations like the United Nations Refugee Agency are doing their best, but they are underfunded and undersupported. She has called on surrounding countries to help, emphasizing that the violence that has been experienced in Mozambique could very easily begin to impact the rest of Africa.
This, for me and for UNHCR, is I can only say it's a very, very serious humanitarian and protection crisis of the people of Cabo Delgado. We need more attention from the international community, definitely. And, you know, I always say that, and I'm really thankful, and I believe all of us as humanitarian workers, we are so thankful for the sudden attention that has been given to the situation that has been happening since 2017. But we also need that attention translates into factual support. We need funding. We are severely underfunded, and it's hampering our humanitarian response. And what affects Mozambique and Mozambicans will affect neighboring countries. Believe me, it will affect north and south. So this is my request. Please help. Please, you know, convey your help in a practical manner. If you cannot help in a more material way, yes, spread the word. Say that this is happening. Don't let Mozambicans alone.
Meanwhile, the Southern African Development Community has directed an immediate fact-finding mission to assess and investigate further the situation on the ground in Mozambique. This, while another summit has been convened for later this month to decide what should be done. In a brief statement, the summit condemned the terrorist attacks. The statement said that the summit noted with concern the acts of terrorism perpetrated against innocent civilians, women and children in some of the districts of Cabo Delgado province, condemned the terrorist attacks in the strongest terms, and affirmed that such heinous attacks cannot be allowed to continue without a proportionate regional response. The summit also expressed full solidarity with the Mozambican government and its people. There has also been widespread speculation over whether South Africa would deploy troops to Mozambique to help fight the insurgency. At the weekend, Ministry of Defense spokesperson Sipiwe Dlamini said that South Africa's intention was to assist in the deployment of a solution that will secure peace and continued development in Mozambique. Islamic State-linked insurgents have reportedly been increasingly active since 2017 in the northern Cabo Delgado province where Palma is located, though it is unclear whether they have a unified aim. This is an ongoing story. For Multimedia Live, I am Paige Muller.